T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Poor Rihanna. You know the singer? Yeah, she's in trouble because she's American and she's black. I mean, you can tell by looking at her. And she posed on Harper's Bazaar, it's like a magazine, their China cover where she's dressed in, you know, traditional folding screen, the bright red sash, basically Chinese, I don't know, garb that Chinese royals would wear. Well, outrage has ensued, and she and Harper's Bazaar have had to apologize for the cultural appropriation. Okay, a couple of interesting things going on here with this. Usually it's white women who are, you know, or white men, but mostly white women, who are accused of cultural appropriation, and outrage ensues, right? Because white people are bad, as we know. But I've never seen a black woman be charged with this. I thought they had a pass, but apparently no. I think that's how they got caught. You should think they'd know, right? I mean, look at last week. Kim Kardashian got caught in this because she had, remember, the Japanese line of clothing. And they said she couldn't do that because she's not Japanese enough or something. So, I mean, I think they thought that they could do this with Rihanna because, you know, cultural appropriation is only white people do that. And when black people do it, it doesn't count. Well, apparently it does, and they did not know. So this is a big deal. And I couldn't help but, you know, looking at that story in the news today with Rihanna and wondering if that's cultural appropriation, then when, and this is from the Wall Street Journal today, this number is insane. I mean, it is, you almost can't comprehend it. When two men in Connecticut, biological males, have won, according to the Wall Street Journal, 15 women's state track championships now in Connecticut. Since the Connecticut Athletic Conference enacted its liberal gender identity policy, which says, you know, look, you don't have to commit. Are you going to, like, run as a boy for 2 years on a college track team, but then you say you're a girl? And you don't change anything, you just say you're a girl. Then you get to win, you run against the girls. Two men have won. Are you ready for this? 15 women's state championships in track. Titles that were held by 10 different Connecticut girls the previous year. So this is not a case where, hey, look, you know, their bodies are the same. It doesn't give you an advantage to be male. This isn't like where they beat the same girls, so they must just be better. Two men, I'm going to repeat this because it's so stunning, have won 15 women's state championships, according to the Wall Street Journal, in track in Connecticut, titles that were held by 10 different Connecticut girls the previous year. One of those girls, who would have qualified for the state championships, except two boys took her place, she would have, you know, been able to run. It's really just frustrating and heartbreaking because we all train extremely hard to shave off just fractions of a second off our time, and these athletes can do half the amount of work that we do, and it doesn't matter, Ms. Soule said. We have no chance of winning. Okay, she's now being demagogued as a transphobic because she wasn't willing to give up her space to a boy, a biological male. Okay. Just go back to this Rihanna thing, okay? Just look at these two stories side by side. If Rihanna is culturally appropriating, right, and that's wrong, that's immoral, then how are these two males not gender appropriating? I mean, how do you keep these two sets of operational rules, if you're a leftist, in your mind straight without your brain exploding all over the ceiling? It's wrong for Rihanna to dress in traditional Chinese garb because that's cultural appropriation. But when two intact males who've made no changes say they're female and then blow through a crowd. And by the way, when they're saying this, when they're saying that these two have won these track titles that 10 separate different women won, it's because they're competing in different events. They're blowing away the women in event after event after event after event because they have a biological advantage. How is that not gender appropriation? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you keep these things straight logically in your head as a leftist.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.